the Hong Kong Exchange start to come out and say, look, I could actually do a bond connect. You could through Hong Kong to buy China bond. So suddenly you have a different scheme, and all these different schemes will provide you different advantage, disadvantage. And everyone have to sign different documents, doing different things. So it's actually very complicated. And that's why I think entering into China from that perspective, have some partner that you that understand the market, that could give you ideas that which market is actually better or which access path is actually better for your company.
Yeah, I think regulations is of course, you know, number one, and there are also because institutional investor and they are concerned about the jurisdiction, legal structure. You know, previously if they invest QFI, you know, basically they can invest in a China stock. But nowadays the more when the QFI is, you know, disappear and you can invest in a Cayman fund structure with the administrator you're familiar with. So in that point the legal is more offshore, but the underlying asset is through Hong Kong Shanghai Connect, investing in a Chinese company. So they feel more comfortable on this one. But secondly is currency. So oftentimes, you know, people concern about, you know, renminbi depreciation potentially and whether they can hedge with the cost with. So what is the hedging? What is the hedging mechanism?
Actually, nowadays the hedging cost is coming down quite fast in the past 5 years. If you look at the spot market, right, if doing FX hedge, right now you're talking about 5 pips to maximum 10 pips. Let's say you need to do a forward to hedge. You do a 1 year forward. So if you add the bit over spread of the 1 year forward swap point, that's another 10 pips or 15 pips. So adding up together, it's only talking about 10 to 30 pips. That's maximum. So it's actually quite cheap right now to hedge. And also, you can also hedge in the onshore market as well as in the offshore market in Hong Kong. So there could be some discrepancy from time to time, but most of the time, actually, the two markets trade very closely together. But sometimes people, particularly foreigners, would prefer to use the offshore market, which, when particularly during crisis, will more reflect the true value of RMB compared to the onshore market, because our onshore market might be a little bit more controlled or manipulated. But in the normal time, the two markets actually very much synchronize.
Let me go into this point a little bit. I remember like we talked about timing, like some of the investment when you look at the equity market. Yeah, looking at, I remember we talked about GDP plus.
Yeah, because some of the investors, they're expecting high, you know, single digit, low teens type of return. You know, and the thesis is, you know, long-term GDP growth in China could be 6%, 5%. You know, 4 to 5% equity risk premium, then you got yourself a double digit type of return before fee. Not mentioned about the alpha opportunity that the currency is part of that.
John, what roughly
use those sort of like a bit over spread, right? You're only talking about a few basis points, right?
Yep.
Two to five basis point max, right? So it's actually
people have in mind is a different, you know, level.
This question regarding, you know, equity or like hedging, come to talk to us afterward. We have a solution here.
Yeah, but of course, it's like the bond market would not be able to generate the kind of return that the equity market could have, right? But it's still very attractive. Most people go into China to buy the government bond. If you look at the 5 years government bond, it's about 3%. And 10 years, 3.3%, something like this. But if you look at globally, most of the country now is close to zero or some even negative, right? So if you could generate 3% plus in the fixed income market, it's actually quite attractive. Of course, you would talk about, okay, how about the currency? Would there be currency depreciation? Would you have to build into your expectation and how to hedge it?
So we have a solution for bond investment plus hedging and also equity plus hedging. So Eva, what about you? What do you think, like,
because it's trading. So currently there are three ways to enter into China's market for futures trading. The QFI allows the qualified foreign investors and bonds. And there's no Chinese regulator, CSRC, propose a QFI regulations investment scope. It included allowing to invest in product fund and commodity futures, options, etc. The second message is to set up FM WOFI until the new QFII regulation into effect. The strategy of global cannot be fully implemented. Or to those foreign players who have long-term plan in China, they could establish China. The PFM WOFI is treated equally as a domestic private, which means it can raise funds locally and can invest all instruments in China. The third method is the international futures contract. If you just want to test the water, maybe you can trade the international contract at the beginning. That requires you neither a QFII nor WOFI. You could direct the trade as overseas.
And the Hong Kong Shanghai Connect actually is very convenient and easy for you to invest in a standard payment fund structure, and then the fund underlying will invest in China Asia. So it's no different for you to invest in a European fund but a payment fund structure or US fund.
Want to go into the bond market, what should I do as a first step?
I think for a lot of asset managers, right, the easiest one is to you approach a bank which could help you to open an account in Hong Kong. So that would be a Bond Connect direct. So everything will be signed with the top like a Western familiar environment. And then the custodian will be actually in Hong Kong. And then through that bank, you could actually purchase bond in China. And in the field, and on the hedging, you could also do the hedging either in Hong Kong using the offshore market or using the onshore FX market.